Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hi, friends. Welcome once again to the Winning Everyday Podcast. I'm so glad you could join me today. Wherever you are listening from, I want you to know that today's word is for you. It's a message of hope, a reminder of power, and a call to live above the ordinary. Today's topic, the power of the tongue, speaking life, not death. Our Bible text is taken from Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, which says, "The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit." I recently came across an article titled, "The Lasting Power of Words." In it, a teacher shared how a single sentence changed her student's life forever. The student had been struggling, constantly being told he was lazy and good for nothing. But one day, after finally completing a small assignment, his teacher looked him in the eye and said, "You are capable, and I believe in you." Years later, that same student returned as a successful businessman and told her, "That moment changed my life. It was the first time someone spoke life into me." Is that not incredible? A simple sentence, not a sermon, not a lecture, shifted the course of a young man's future. The truth, my friends, is that our words matter more than we often realize. The Bible says in James chapter 3, verse 5 to 6 that the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. It is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. Think about that for a moment. A tiny spark can set an entire forest ablaze, and in the same way, a careless word can cause irreparable damage. But here's the good news. Just as negative words can destroy, positive words can heal, uplift, and restore. You and I have been given the privilege of choosing which one we will release. Let me ask you, what kind of words have you been speaking over yourself lately? Have you been saying, "I can't do this, I'm not enough," or "nothing good ever happens for me"? If that's you, let me remind you today, God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. As from today, begin to speak positive words over your life. Even when it seems you don't have what it takes to do it, declare the word of God. "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Philippians 4, verse 13. Now think about others. What words have you been speaking over your children, your spouse, your colleagues, or even strangers? Are they words of life or words that cut down? Friend, your words are seeds, and every seed produces fruit. Plant seeds of life, and you'll reap a harvest of blessing. So, when life gets tough and you're tempted to lash out, remember what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 12, verse 36. "Everyone will have to give account on the day of judgment for every empty word they have spoken." That's not to make you afraid. It's to remind you of the incredible weight your words carry. You have the opportunity every day to be a voice of hope, healing, and inspiration. Speak life because someone around you needs it today. As you go today, take a moment to reflect. Who in your life right now needs to hear words of life from you? Maybe it's a colleague who feels unnoticed, a child who feels discouraged, or even yourself when you look in the mirror. Here's your action point for today. Look for someone and speak words of hope and life into him or her. It can be someone around you or someone far away that you can call. And from today, commit to speaking only words that give life. If you're tempted to complain, replace it with gratitude. If you feel like criticizing, replace it with encouragement. And if you find yourself about to tear someone down, pause, and instead, speak words that will lift them up. As we bring this message to a close, say this with me. Today, I choose to speak life. My tongue will not be a weapon of destruction, but an instrument of blessing. I will encourage myself and others. I declare that my words will align with God's word, and they will produce life, peace, and joy everywhere I go. I'm blessed, I can do all things in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of today. Lord, we ask for your grace to tame our tongues. Help us speak life where there has been hurt, hope where there has been despair, and peace where there has been conflict. May our words today reflect your love and truth. I commit every listener into your hands. Go ahead of them, order their steps, and let their day be filled with your goodness. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. Thank you so much for joining me today on the Winning Everyday podcast. If today's message blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with a friend or family member, because you never know whose life you're sharing could touch. And don't forget to download your own copy of Bible in a Year, a daily Bible reading plan for 1 year, on our website. Until next time, remember this: speak life, not death, and you'll win every single day.
You are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem. Sin.
What breaks our connection with God? You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us. Mm.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.